In that afternoon, that night, we were stationed at Barrow on Humber, and there were some new American, they were GIs. They were green as grass. They went to there was a new place called Gox Hill, just a few miles further north in Lincolnshire. And they had heard that we had a dance, and there were women there, us. And they went, asked if they could come. And they got permission from the LOC, whoever it was. And they came in this great big stud baker. There was an officer and two or three sergeants and about a dozen or more, perhaps more, GIs. And they came to our camp. Well, by this, and the girl, one of the girls was on guard because it was daylight at that time. It was the summer. And they came and they were looking round and they said, "Are they going to fire those things?" And she said, "Well, if there's a range, if there's targets coming into range, they will." Anyway, they came to the camp and they didn't, they came into the Nuffy, which was our only brick building. They didn't like the beer because it was wet, and wet and warm. They don't know, I didn't think much of that place, and they weren't, yeah, they live like that and didn't want that, and they didn't think much of it. And it so happened that the alarm did go off. And there was this. The dance was in progress then. So of course, all of us were. I was on the gun park at that time. That night, we were in battle dress. Of course, we all ran like hell. And all the people were left were with the telephonists and the cooks and people like that who weren't operational. They ran out and said, "Where's the shelters? Where's the shelters?" And the girl said, "We haven't got shelters. They're all on duty." Well, they didn't like that. They said, she said, "Get back in that hut, in the Nuffy." She said, "It's the only brick building it isn't. Stay there until everybody stood down." Well, they were running around like headless chickens. By that time, Elsie had taken over the other girl, and she was on guard, so she'll tell you about that. And she was there. And they came out and they said, "We're getting out of here. This is too darn dangerous." And they got into their stud baker and she said, open the gate. Well, it was one of those poles. Mm. And Grace opened it and they ran and they went and they cleared off. Brave GI, I mean. And they came out. And as they went, Elsie heard one of them turn around and said, "You're all mad. You're all mad." And I came back from the gun park after we were stood down. I said, "It's the Americans. We were ready to start the dance again." And she said, "They've run away."